Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Andrew Coles from Andrew's Greenhouse in Amherst. Now, Coles is a very famous name in Amherst. Any relation to the lumber, the building, and all that sort of thing?
No, they're the North Amherst Coles. We're the South Amherst Coles. So,
and you specialize in farming.
Now it's greenhouse business, retail. We're growers.
And the other difference is you have another vowel in your name, even though you can't hear it when Monty says it, but
yeah,
you have an E.
Yeah.
Yes.
The E's can be removable depending on North Amherst versus South Amherst. But you're third generation in Amherst farming.
Right.
And then the farming goes even further back.
We came from Hadley, and then before that, we were actually Farmington, Connecticut. We moved up to Hadley.
What year is that?
Oh, that was back in the 1700s.
But it goes back even further than that.
When did you jump over the pond?
We came over in 1671, I think.
No quite pilgrims yet, but very close.
Yeah, very close.
And why did they come over?
Religious freedom. You basically got on the boat or you went to prison, and that's how it worked.
Yeah.
So you were a documented immigrant at that point.
Yes.
You have been farming for quite some time in Amherst personally and act as a mentor to other farmers.
Over the years, I've always had, you know, mentors that helped me out, older gentlemen that were good farmers. Now, we just don't have the older farmers to help you out. And the younger farmers are having a harder time. They are missing certain parts of the farming where they could be in a lot better shape if they had some mentoring of older farmers. It's hard because when you make mistakes in farming, you don't have time to readjust.
Yeah.
It's good to get the help from, and just little things will take care of, like contouring land, knowing the lay of the land.
Andrew Coles from Andrew's Greenhouse in Amherst. The other thing that you do that I think is fascinating is you've got your journal, a farming journal about very specific details about weather and farming, and you can look back and use that as a guide to help your own farm and your own greenhouse, and I'm assuming help mentor others.
I've been using a diary for at least 25 years, and my mentor before, Win Shumway, did it for many years, and every day I write down the temperature, the weather, what we've done. So I basically know what has been going on. Like, take example, our last frost in Amherst Farm in May has been the last 11 years has been the 11th of May. And I can basically say that's the last frost. Who knows what's going to happen this year? Full moon's a little bit later. So in the last 11 years, we've not had a frost after the 11th of May.
Well, that's an interesting coincidence of numbers right there. But then you'll have people that say, oh, this May is so cold compared to last May. You can go look at your diary and say.
Yeah. Last couple of Mays, we've had better Mays. This year, we had a really great March and April, and we're having a cooler May this year.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas last 2 years, March and April were really bad, and then we had nice Mays.
So if I come to the greenhouse and I'm thinking about what to plant in my garden, how does that help me?
When people come to our place, you're getting plants that are grown and hardened off, first of all, and where you're getting the knowledge too. We will explain to you when you really should plant, but things are happening now where people, if it's a sunny nice day, they think they can just plant it. Yes, you can plant it, but what's going to happen the next? We're having erratic weather this May.
But it's after May 11th, so there's no way there'll be another frost, right?
Hopefully not. We'll see.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about how you're a multi-generational family going all the way back to near pilgrim times, and yet you didn't work for your father growing up.
Well, at that time, we had a neighbor next door that would actually pay us. I started working when I was 12 years old, and my father wasn't going to pay us.
Uh-huh.
So the reality is you went over to your neighbor and you work for them. And so I've been in plants all my life.
So did your dad pay other kids in the neighborhood?
No. He would.
He just wouldn't pay anybody.
He wouldn't pay you.
He had enough kids.
He's my kind of dad.
He had eight kids, so he basically could do it.
Well, was this coming at an era where it was like, we're going to have eight kids because we've got a farm here and we've got our own free farmhand labor right now? Was that the mentality back then?
You know, at that time, Hadley, Amherst, a lot of the farm people had a lot of kids.
Yeah.
They all did.
Right.
We weren't Catholic, but we had a lot of kids.
You were surrounded by Catholics. So if I'm going to go to Andrew's Greenhouse in Amherst right now, and I'm going to get ready to plant whenever you say. What's some of the top items that people have been loving from your greenhouse?
Well, when you come to our greenhouse, first of all, it's beautiful scenery there. It's beautiful. You can see the hills, the Pelham Hills and the Shutesbury Hills. And walking into the greenhouse, you can get ideas. There's so many different types of annuals that we grow in vegetables and herbs. We have hundreds of different plants. When you walk into that greenhouse, I want to get the wow factor. And that's what we really work at.
Andrew Coles from Andrew's Greenhouse in Amherst. Coles with an E. Someday we'll talk about the controversy of why one family has the E and one doesn't. But that's neither here nor there right now. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.